Thunder Bay, Confederation College has been accepted into a three-year pre-designation program in the Best Practice Spotlight Organization by the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, recognizing the school's practical nursing program. The project, which is co-led by Jamis Robbins and Michael Scarcello, a Registered Nurses Association of Ontario member, will span 3 years. The college's nursing faculty, staff and students will undergo training to embed the Nurses Association's best practice guidelines into the practical nursing curriculum and clinical placements. The college strives to integrate evidence-based practices with an Indigenous worldview through its strategic partnership with Oshkosh Pimash Owin, the Wenjack Education Institute. Robbins said the Best Practice Spotlight Organization commits to the implementation of best practices within specific areas of their organization. At Confederation College, we have opted to implement three best practice guidelines into our practical nursing program, which has received the provincial approval of our regulatory body and other mechanisms, so it makes sense that we would take on the additional opportunity to add to our program, she said. Other organizations like the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center and St. Joseph's Care Group have also received Best Practice Spotlight Organization designation, demonstrating their commitment to evidence-based practice. Robbins said they will begin with the Transitions in Care guideline in September, which will focus on supporting safe and effective transitions across the healthcare spectrum for pediatric and adult persons and their support network. This designation means we have joined the ranks of other healthcare organizations locally, provincially, nationally, and globally, she said. Nurses and other healthcare professionals collaborate to take the most current evidence and create guidelines to apply the evidence to practice. Robbins added that the plan is to eventually move into guidelines that will support the healthcare needs of Indigenous people for the program's future nurses caring for Indigenous people. Indigenous peoples tell us about the disproportionate health challenges that they encounter, like timely access to care, she noted. By infusing best practice in our curriculum, we are creating a change by exposing both Indigenous and non-Indigenous learners to an evidence-focused curriculum, which is not only going to expose students to the unique healthcare needs of Indigenous peoples, it will better prepare them to address those unique healthcare needs in practice. The Chronicle Journal, Local Journalism Initiative.